Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, maintaining and operating the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $67.46 per barrel to $64.37 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $61.73 per barrel to $58.70 per barrel. Residents of St. Paul haven't had commercial air service since mid-summer. The main airline that served the island in the middle of the Bering Sea, Raven Alaska, stopped operations statewide in August. And now, as of October 1st, a change in the essential air service program means the city of over 400 people have no regularly scheduled commercial flights. The Alaska Desk's Theo Greenlee covers the Aleutian and Pribilof Islands. He says now the tribal government is chartering flights.
What they do is they charter planes from Security Aviation, which flies a Learjet. It's an 8-seater, and then the tribe resells individual seats to residents. Those tickets cost $1,300 one way from Anchorage to St. Paul. And that's roughly $500 more than when Raven was operating. The tribe has to pay for the full flight, even if it doesn't sell out, and so that's a big financial risk. And every single person I spoke with for the story, they all said that they don't fly anymore except for medical. And that has ripple effects throughout the entire community. I spoke with the Tribal Council President, John Wayne Melavidoff, and he said that it's really affecting the community. He said that every year there are many people in the community who have a tradition, and this is true across the state, that people will fly to Anchorage for the Alaska State Fair. And here he is talking about that and what it means for him and his family.
It's very tough. I mean, you don't see families, especially leaving for vacations. I'd be curious to see how many people went to the fair this year. You know, I don't think anybody did. It's not reasonable right now. We just can't. It's out of our reach. Going to the Alaska State Fair is out of our reach. That's crazy, right?
This is exactly what the Essential Air Service is supposed to prevent, you know, isolation in rural areas. So help us close the gap. What's going on right now with the city's bid for a new carrier? And what does this situation reveal about the overall cracks in the system?
The first bid was from Kenai Aviation to fly a King Air aircraft. They're smaller planes than what Raven was flying, and that means fewer passengers, less cargo, baggage, but they were going to make up for it by flying more often than Raven was. But the community said no, it would not serve their purposes, and so they revoked their support, which under the Essential Air Service program, the community support is a really, really key factor. So the Department of Transportation asked for replacement bids. This time, Aleutian Airways bid with what the community considers to be a much stronger proposal. You know, it's a larger plane, and the fares would be a lot cheaper, $399. And that is far and away the most affordable ticket that not only has St. Paul seen in a long time, but the entire Aleutian and Pribilof Island region. For context, a one-way ticket from an Alaska Dutch Harbor to Anchorage is roughly $800. As it stands today, the Department of Transportation has not announced a final decision, but the community strongly supports Aleutian Airways, and the city just put out a statement that says they expect the Department of Transportation to accept the Aleutian Airways bid.
And what does that tell us about the challenges of keeping rural Alaskans connected in the future, in the long run?
Well, I'll say this. We've seen similar gaps in Unalakleet and St. Mary's, and you get into the scenario that when one airline folds, there's no quick replacement. And it just kind of shows how fragile Alaska's air network really is. Air service here is not a luxury. It's how people not only get in and out, but it's how they get food and medicine and go out to receive medical care. The state and federal systems rely on very small, often independently run airlines operating on thin margins. And those are exactly the kinds of things that the Essential Air Service system is meant to address. But in this case, at least so far, it has been unable to do so.
Theo Granley covers the Aleutian and Pribilof Islands for the Alaska Desk from partner stations KUCB in Unalaska, KSDP in Sandpoint, and KUHB in St. Paul. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.